Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Warriors have three games left in the regular season, and that's all the time we may need to figure out where they're gonna end up in the standings, Gu.
Yeah, and you kind of, you know, I was like, hey, how would you feel if Sunday's game meant something to the Clippers, but versus the Clippers, but you kind of want to have that solidified by then. But it is kind of crazy, Steiny. This whole time we've been watching the standings, that the Clippers have jumped the Warriors. And it's a testament to not just them playing ball, but Kawhi staying healthy, Zubac. So, you know, taking my Warrior underwear off, that is a team. Like, if I asked you, give me a team that piques your curiosity going into the offs, I thought it was the Lakers to see if they can kind of hide Luka on D and they just take off to another stratosphere. But the Clippers, how good are they? Because Kawhi, when healthy, has a chip, and he beat us.
I think they're pretty good. Mm. But the team,
you know,
my sleeper team, okay. I told you who my sleeper team was before the show. The Indiana Pacers.
Interesting.
I just have a feeling they're going to knock somebody off.
And they're not bummed. They're
Cleveland
a good
or
team.
Boston.
Yeah.
So yesterday, Michael Malone got fired by the Denver Nuggets, along with the general manager. And they have three games left in the season. And the Stan Kroenke, his son, Josh, was doing an interview with Altitude. And they were asking him why they decided to fire Calvin Booth and Michael Malone. And take a listen, because we talked about this yesterday, and I think it's an interesting topic. Take a listen.
You know, this wasn't a decision that was taken lightly or taken as in a reactionary fashion to anything specific. Having observed our group over a very long period of time, you know, what I would say is that, you know, having observed that group over a period of time, there were certain trends that were very worrisome to me at different points in time. But they would get masked by a few wins here and there. And, you know, in the world of professional sports, when winning and losing is your currency, you know, winning can mask a lot of things. We went on an eight game win streak right before the All-Star break. You know, but since then, I think we're 11-13. We've lost our last four, and we're trending towards a direction that I thought would probably be a very, you know, near end to our season in the near future. And so all that taken into consideration, wanted to try to figure out a way to potentially squeeze as much juice out of the rest of the season mm-hmm. as possible. And I think that, you know, after talking with my father in recent days, we came to the decision that we were going to be changing these roles at the end of the season. And that, you know, with that thinking in our mind that we know that we're going to be changing these roles at the end of the season, then your mind then turns to, well, what is the best decision for this group right now? And, you know, from that point forward, I think that, you know, I became comfortable with the thinking of, you know, let's try to shake this tree and squeeze as much out of this as we can. And that's where we arrived at with the decision.
All right. Your thoughts?
Winning doesn't cure all, because he looked at the 8-game winning streak that they had as almost Stani in a crazy way. Just me, you're asking, a bad thing. And then two, I don't want to be naive here, but now I really believe with a gun to my head, Stani, that there was some turmoil between Michael Malone, who I love and had been there 10 years, and not just players, his star players. Because it sounds like you're punting on the opportunity for this team to get hot again. You're minimizing the coach, and you're talking about things that you were going to do at the end of the year, which is your right. But you're letting that, to me, supersede the possibility of trying to get hot, stay composed, and do something. And if you're telling me those odds have increased of them winning without Michael Malone at the helm, then I guess I'm just missing something.
I don't know how I feel about this, because if they felt that they were going to fire him at the end of the year, but things had already gotten to a point where they thought they were done, I kind of understand just doing it now and giving this team a chance with a new coach. It also sounds to me like both guys, Calvin Booth and Michael Malone, had to do with what happened. Apparently they weren't getting along. And here's a funny one that we've heard here. The story goes that Calvin Booth wanted Michael Malone to play the younger guys more. And the guy who apparently was in the center of it was Russell Westbrook. And Calvin Booth didn't like that Westbrook was getting as much playing time he was when guys like Peyton Watson weren't, and there was another guy. What's the other guy's name? I can't remember this now. Not Pickett? Strother, Pickett.
Yeah, that was the one.
Not Strother, yeah. But Pickett. And, you know, that's the one thing I was thinking about comparing to the Warriors. I mean, I don't know what Mike Dunleavy says to Steve Kerr or what Bob Meyer said to Steve Kerr, but I know Warrior fans wanted Steve Kerr to lean in more to the younger guys. And I think a lot of Warrior fans think, you know, he hadn't really done that, even though it's happening now. I think a lot of people felt like it was done out of necessity rather than anything else. So I understand why they did it. And now what just remains to be seen is if they have a run in them or not. But it sounds to me like they were convinced this team was done, the way things were going, at least at present.
And I guess just from that viewpoint, Stani, what bothers me so about how they've currently been playing, and they haven't been playing well, is Jamal Murray, I thought, was the new or next Dwayne Wade on his best day, especially when they won the chip a couple years ago. But for him to be hampered and not available most often, like, that couldn't give Michael Malone the benefit of the doubt. It's like, yeah, those two dudes were bickering. They didn't talk. But I'm going to say something to you, Stani, and you may not agree, and that's fine. From a sports fan standpoint, I don't want Memphis or the Denver Nuggets to win a round and basically introduce and what word am I looking for? Minimize coaching to the point to where You've been around the guy all year. We're 4 games, 5 games left in a season, and now we could see coaches possibly get ran, and the organization feel like, you know what, Stani's no longer coaching. Goo's out of here. We still got the same shot. So I'm hoping just from that vantage point, they get ran right away, and then this is not the norm. And, hey, at the end of the year, Stoudy, you want to fire the coach? Fire the coach. That's your thing. But I didn't like that clip of just how insane trying to go out and field a team and think that everything's going to be okay in the playoffs is a thing now. And we're talking about a guy that had been there 10 years in Michael Malone and had won a championship. So I think if all the warts of he said the wrong thing, he rode the guys too hard, and if he picked Westbrook over some other youngsters, I almost like that for Michael Malone to be like, you're standing by your guy at least to the point to where it costs you your job.
I mean, the one thing that I do believe is that nobody knows what's going on in Denver except the people in Denver. And I absolutely subscribe to the belief that if you've watched, and I'm not saying the Nuggets, this is who the Nuggets were, but it's clearly who Josh and Stan Kroenke thought they were, that if you're going into the last month of the season and you know your team is fractured, you're not winning anything. You're not going to go to the playoffs and turn it on. I just don't think it's possible. If a team is truly broken, then you are going to get beat in the first round. So I understand why they did it, because I think they were looking at their team having no chance to advance.
But what about when they did it?
I don't have a problem. Like, if they decided, whenever they decided that this thing was breaking down, like, I look at it as though, okay, they thought they had a 0% chance going into the playoffs that they could make a run because they've watched this team for 2 months and it ain't playing right. All right, well then, fire them now and see if you can catch lightning on a bottle.
So when they came in here with their JV squad or their B squad, I guess that meant nothing for Michael Malone.
But what about the game when they rested everybody for the Warriors specifically?
And I wonder.
And they didn't play that hard, apparently. Like, I think that loss to the Warriors was probably the one.
This last one where you're up 9-1.
Yeah.
And Jokic looked like, oh my gosh, he was incredible that first quarter.
I mean, the other thing, like, Michael Malone's a great coach, but, you know, he's pretty tough.
Yeah. But I thought that's what we like.
But it's a veteran team. Like, it gets old for a veteran team. And, again, I love Michael Malone. I think he's obviously a really good coach. But if you look at that team is now veteran-laden. And Michael Malone still kind of rips into them like it's the Denver Nuggets from 3 or 4 years ago. And maybe they got a little, you know, tired of it.
But I guess I'm saying this, Donnie. They were still the fourth seed.
Yeah, but that, like, I don't think that matters. I really don't. I think they think they should have been a 1 or 2 seed. They were 4, and now they're starting to crash a little bit. So, like, I think if you're the Denver Nuggets and you're like, fourth feels like 8th for them.
Well, if you're a I know this is going to be hard for you, Stoney, but if you're a Nugget fan, I would be a season ticket holder. But this sent, and again, they can control, hey, we don't miss Mike Malone. We won a first round series. I think it's highly unlikely, but as a fan, how can you rally around this when it seems like you're punting on the playoffs?
I think it's the opposite of punting during the playoffs. It sounds to me like they felt like taking Michael Malone and that team into the postseason, that was going to that they were punting on the playoffs. And I know it's just another way to look at it, but whether they're right or wrong, I don't know, but it sounds to me like the front office determined this thing was broken and we may as well make a move right now. But real quick, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Our great producer, Evan Giddings, has a buddy who is a huge Denver Nuggets fan. Is that correct, Evan?
Yeah, he's one of my teammates in college.
All right, what does he think about all this?
Well, so he was texting me even after the Warriors lost to the backups of the Nuggets, and he was saying that he didn't think they were going to get out of the first round. And I think a lot of us who have watched them from afar, who haven't really obviously paid attention game by game, would assume, oh, well, they'll just turn it on when they get to the postseason. But he watches every single game, is involved in a lot of Reddit threads, and apparently Nuggets fans did not believe this team was going anywhere either. And a big reason for that was because of how Michael Malone coached. The part that I don't necessarily understand is the GM aspect of this, because when you let the coach go,
right,
like in Memphis, like the GM stayed, but it seemed like they were just willing to clean house completely. And that's why I also don't think that Jokic is necessarily involved in this, because if you're getting rid of everybody, I don't know how your star player is going to be able to save both the coach and the front office jobs that are going to be involved in this.
And I wonder if Jokic this summer, Evan, to that point, is if we'll find out how on board he is. But if he causes some ruckus and wants to get out of town or wants a new locale, I mean, this is the time to voice it. Because I know if I had a relationship with Michael Malone and my head coach, Donnie, and you did this without, you know, involving me, it would be hell to pay.
Well, I also think that it was it's ownership's answer to, you know what, the hell with both these guys. They're not getting along. They're affecting the team. Booth wants the young players to play. Malone's telling him, I coach the team. It probably leaked into the locker room, and I think they must have looked at both guys and said, you know what, both you guys stink.
We don't even
because you can't, you're not working together. And, you know, Michael Malone can be very stubborn. Like, he can be, like, if he's kind of like Jimmy Butler. If you tell him to shoot, he's not going to shoot. If you tell him to play somebody over Russell Westbrook, he's not going to play him over Russell Westbrook just because you said so.
Does it feel like there's also a hint of sabotage? Like, the quote where he talked about winning not masking winning masking the true issues behind the scenes.
Right.
It made me feel like they fired both of them because they didn't want the Nuggets to, I don't know, maybe win a postseason series or two. I don't think they thought they could win a championship. But since that's the goal, winning two series might actually save the jobs of these two guys that they clearly wanted out anyways.
I think that's fair.
But what's the prize?
Well, it could do more harm to the players, because if you're firing a head coach or someone that they believe in, which it doesn't sound like that necessarily was the case, that everyone was all on board with Malone in the locker room.
No, there you go.
If he regains their trust through the postseason, which would be possible if they were successful, then you could really piss off some players.
I mean, and I know you can't make the analogy straight up, but let's take the Warriors, and let's say the Warriors, look, they've won a title less recently than Denver, and the Warriors have young players who people want to, some fans want to play more. And let's just assume Mike Dunleavy is a GM who's saying to Steve, you got to carve something out for Kuminga. He's going to help us. And Pods and Moody and Post and Trace. And we got to see what these guys can do. Like, I don't see Steve Kerr as saying, Mike, get the hell out of here. I see Steve Kerr as saying, you know, I'm looking for reasons, Mike, to play him. They just need to give me more reasons. But then could you imagine something happening internally where we wake up one morning and the Warriors have fired Kerr and Dunleavy? And I, like, think about, you guys are right. I mean, that's what's so surprising about it. Well, Steve Kerr's a four-time champ. Well, Mike Malone won a title. And Calvin Booth was the GM when they won the title a couple years ago.
And so, he got fired with the team being the fourth seed.
Couldn't Malone make the case, though, which also might be at the root of the rift, is Booth didn't really build that team. And Tim Connelly built that team. And Booth was the general manager when they won. But he didn't bring in Aaron Gordon. He didn't draft Nikola Jokic. He didn't make all those moves, or the majority of the moves that made them as successful as they were.
Yeah. And you laughed at me, Stani, and I'm not saying, Evan, these are the guys that they missed, but Bruce Brown, Jeff Green, when they won.
Jeff Green.
Yeah, when they were in Houston.
It.
But I'm just saying, guys like that, they were making contributions coming off the bench.
Too old.
You look at their bench now, and I was telling you before all this popped off, something's up with Denver. And, you know, the fact that Jamal Murray was hampered, it makes this, like, if I'm Mike Malone, and they're the fourth seed, it would almost give me an excuse. Well, we were without Jamal. He's not right. But even with that, he still got ousted. I got to believe the Joker and Mike Malone's relationship had taken a hit, man. I just really do.
Well, I think it's clear that Murray fits into this equation somehow with his injury, and Malone saying, I don't know if he's going to be back for the playoffs. Maybe he will.
Yeah.
It just seemed to me like Malone and Booth were kind of on an island because they couldn't get it together.
Uncle Looney asked you in the chat, Stoddy, do you think Denver underachieved this year, being the fourth seed with everything that's gone on? Your answer.
I'd have to wait.
I'm saying no.
I'd have to wait till the playoffs because I still think, look, we're going to find out if they got internal issues, and I think they do. Like, I don't necessarily think this is going to help them. I don't know if it's going to hurt them. But I guess the only way to measure the Nuggets now, what if they win in the first round? Does that justify the firing, or are people going to say, well, Malone would have done that too?
No, I would say.
What if they get to the Western Conference Finals and lose? Are we going to say, well, Malone could have gotten them further? I don't know what they saw in this team that made them give up on him, other than they said, Kroenke said that, you know, it's been going on for 6 weeks, 2 months.
Do you think they quit anytime Friday night against the Warriors? I don't. I think the Warriors took their will. They came out, they gave a haymaker, and then they wilted. They didn't have Murray.
Wilted.
The Warriors were better.
Wilted. That tells me a team that doesn't have the wherewithal anymore.
And lost at home to Jordan Poole and the Wizards. They've had some bad losses.
Exactly. They have. They've had some really bad losses. And I think it's very possible that last Thursday when the Nuggets came in to play Golden State and the Nuggets, I think there's a lot going on. I think the minute they rested everybody against the Spurs to load up against the Warriors, they were playing with a little bit of fire.
Wow.
Because the reality is, even though you were on a back-to-back and had a double overtime game against Minnesota, I still like their chances to beat the Spurs at home,
man,
as opposed to a Warrior team that's playing pretty well.
And I forgot about that loss. How much did that take out of or go into, you know what, it's a wrap?
Well, I don't think
Minnesota game.
Well, that couldn't have been it because none of the starters played against the Spurs. So, like, it's
but I
not
thought
like
that was because of the Warrior game, though.
But that's my point. Once you sit Porter and Gordon and Brown and Jokic, you're saying we might not win this game. Like, there's no way that they sat five guys and thought, well, we're just going to beat the Spurs. I think it was more the bigger game is the Warriors. And then they came out against the Warriors and things were going well. And the minute things started not to go well, they just kind of folded. Like, I don't think they believed in themselves anymore.
Well, They are playing like that.
And we'll see what happens tonight. They're at Sacramento. That's a game they should win.
And Sac is jockeying for play-in positioning with Dallas.
I mean,
that elimination game will take place.
I mean, let's see how the Nuggets finish out the season and who they end up playing.
But you have Jokic. You got Aaron Gordon. You got who else we got, Stoddy? Help me out. You got Aaron Gordon, Jokic, and Michael Porter Jr. Like, it shouldn't be a shock. I guess the bottom line, you just said it. We'll find out if they quit tonight. But if they come out and ball, that's telling me, yeah, I didn't want Malone fired, but we're okay.
I mean, I don't expect a drastic change. But if they can, I don't know. They didn't seem together. And that's why I think those guys lost their jobs. Can they get it back in a week? I mean, I don't know. I don't know how broken it is. I don't know what the specific
Malone will have a job
is
next year, though, right? It might
I don't
be
know.
In Sacramento. No, he got fired
know.
From Sacramento, so I'm sure Vivek is not going to, you know, go back.
I mean, who's a better candidate?
That's all.
Malone or Taylor Jenkins?
To me, Michael Malone.
Because he's won a title, but Taylor Jenkins is a winningest coach in Memphis history. Maybe he'll get a
What if he's Denver's new coach?
Maybe. I don't know. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. And the Golden State Warriors wrapping up their season. two more games left after they play the Spurs tonight.
Amazing.
And right now they sit in a three-four-way tie, but they're sixth, and they need a little help to climb. But if they win the remaining games, they may be able to, do it on their own. All right. Let's see here what's coming up next on the game. There's a lot of great sports talk, and it'll all be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Watch the game again then, Tiny.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
What was your theory on Joe?
And then when he walks in 20 minutes, hey, Mike, what's your deal? I love you. I really do.
Watch out, Goo. He's got another knife under that table.
No doubt, a shank.
You guys are starting to bother me.
Because you don't like losing bets. And the boss is looking for that audio.
Right, and he's never going to find it.
Yeah, you hope.
He's never... There is no audio, but let me tell you what he did find. Another bet. I won. It's so funny. He's looking for stuff to try to get me on, and he can't get me on anything because I continue to have a hell of a year.
Stop it.
And he reminded me that 2 years ago,
all right,
when you were like, Steiny, the Giants, they're going to get Shohei Ohtani. They're going to get Ohtani.
Oh.
And I said, if they get Ohtani, I'll do a whole show without my shirt on.
Oh,
that's how convinced
that.
I was they had no shot.
Yeah.
How did he find that?
He found it. He found it.
You know why?
He's good.
Because he's begging. Nahigian's begging just like Guru. They're looking for something that's not there.
No,
you know I'm right.
No, Steiny.
No, Steiny.
What you don't understand about what we do.
I understand everything.
Because you remember every Seinfeld episode. I remember every Cheers episode. We're that to some people. And for that caller to randomly take time out of his day, no.
I mean, what kind of guy makes something up?
I can't wait to the audio.
It's not going to happen.
And I'm going to get a double of whatever I'm sipping.
Okay. I'm getting a double.
That's fair.
And when they don't find it, you give me a drink for being a liar.
There was a lot of people coming in on the text line on
Goose
Side.
There was nobody coming in on the text line.
Steiny, look at the, come on.
I know radio's theater of the mind, but knock it off.
No, there was a lot.
There was a little, and it was one guy.
It's the one guy.
And you know who it probably was, too? One of those guys in the YouTube chat.
Steiny, you're off, bro. Way off.
Yeah.
You guys.
I know it hurts.
You know, you can lose.
No.
And that's what you missed, Evan. When you were gone yesterday, he read me the whole act of, you've been stinking, you've been stinking. So that's what really got him in a bunch. Name a bet I've lost recently.
Oh, the Pirates just got you beat again today.
Well, that's not you and I. I'm talking about you and I. I won the last one. I'm hot. It was the road record for the Warriors last year.
Okay.
Yeah. Just put some respect on my game.
I won't. I won't.
Hey, anyway, showed me a picture of the island people. It's a castle. Steiny, it's incredible.
He's lying again.
And he showed
again.
Me one of the structures.
He's lying
I'm
again.
I'm impressed. No, seriously. But you are a bad dude. So is your family to have that.
Evan, can you wrap this up for me?
I opened Pandora's box, so I apologize.
It's Evan, it's beautiful water.
Typically, that's what an island has.
It's a lake. It's a lake nobody's heard of.
Yeah. What is the name, though? Lake? Lake Steinmetz.
It's called Galeri Lake.
All right.
I'm mad at you now. Hey, what are you up to after work today?
Look at that tone change so fast.
Yeah, what are you up to?
See, now you're going to be disappointed. I'm out.
Why?
Because I got to do something with Norm. That's my guy, man. I gotta go somewhere.
Meanwhile,
with Norm.
Norm's listening right now, saying, "I don't think my son's coming over today."
Well, what about Evan? He's back.
He's working.
Well,
he's coming off.
Yeah, he might need to thaw out. What are they saying when you dry out?
Yeah, I might have to go clean the rest of the month, to be honest. But Goo, if we're doing an update on Norm, is he feeling any better or worse about his? June.
That's true.
Prediction.
It's funny. We were doing something with the airlines yesterday, booking the flights, and I'm in it. But he's smiling, and it's a nervous smile because he wants me there, obviously. But I'm just telling you, Steiny, let's just put it right on the table because Evan asked, brought to you by Echo Pest Control. Just right now, today, how shocked would you be if the Warriors represented the Western Conference in the final?
I'd be pretty surprised.
But I'm at a seven.
But here's the
which
thing.
Which means this thing is incredible.
Let me tell you what I'm sick of. I am not in the prediction business. You like that. You like to predict. You always want to be first. I had it first.
No, that's
I was
social
on the Warriors
media.
First.
That's not me.
I Steiny, I called the Western Conference first. That's great. And for your sake, I hope they get to the Western Conference Finals and you can say, Steiny, I was the first. I had it. And I'll be like, you know what, Goo? Yeah, you did.
I'm not that host,
no, you
though.
Are.
I'm not in this business
and me,
for that.
Me?
You are.
Hey, Steiny, what do you think of the Warriors? Would you be surprised? Yeah, honestly, I would be surprised.
Even
be
right
surprised.
Now, with
yes.
It feels like two teams falling off with Denver and Memphis. Two teams with a bunch of talent. We're talking about Ja Morant, who once we thought was the next face of the league. Jaren Jackson Jr.
Those teams
Bane.
Were not title. That's not a title
no,
contender.
No, but we thought we were watching them go through their playoff puberty. The Memphis Grizzlies. Like, come on, man. These are two.
Goo.
I got to be careful.
Goo.
I feel
before
like
before anything
dead.
Came down with the Memphis Grizzlies, they were still the team that the Warriors fans wanted to play.
Because
they're young.
Right.
They're still immature. And the Warriors have had their number in the past.
But they had the playoffs to prove that, you know, prove that
they still
theory
do.
Wrong. Well, wow.
And they won three in a row.
Coach going out.
They won three in a row.
True.
Like, I'm not.
But you don't feel good about betting on them moving forward is all that I'm saying. Now, they could go do just what you said, but the feeling. And I just hate you think I'm social media, and I'm standing up for myself here. Yeah, I said they could go to the Western Conference Finals.
Great.
Who wants to hear 4 hours from a guy that said, I think they could get to the Western Conference Finals, and then do 4 hours on, I predicted it. No, well, we're going to talk about
that's
the
what's
team.
Going to happen if they
we're
go.
We're going to talk about the plight. We're going to talk about the metamorphosis that has been Jimmy Butler.
Pods.
It's incredible.
The metamorphosis has been pods. The more I think about it.
But I got to say something.
Because how much can a guy impact a game if he takes 3 shots a game like Jimmy Butler?
That's what I'm saying. How much does pods go on Jimmy's ledger?
None. They're individual players.
Steiny.
Guru.
What are we doing here?
Well, I'm not going to give.
Because I'm not minimizing
pods. Okay, what's Butler done for Kuminga?
Now, who's Jiminy?
What's Butler done for Trayce Jackson-Davis? Nothing. Why's Pod?
Hold on.
Like,
hold
why
on.
Can't you give Pods his flowers on his own?
He's got a bouquet of them.
No,
come
he
on.
Wouldn't have done it without Jimmy. That's fine. I'm not disagreeing.
What about Curry, this guy?
Yeah.
don't
say that.
Averaging 30.
Well, yeah, he literally jumped like 7 points the moment that Jimmy got here.
Answer that.
That has nothing to do with Butler.
Purely on Curry?
Yes.
You are, boy.
Boy, what?
There's nothing like you. Well, pain medicine, but other
unless
than
Armin
that,
Thompson's on the other side.
Man. Which was a more impressive defensive game? Draymond Green against Giannis or Armin Thompson against Steph Curry?
Armin Thompson against Steph Curry, because let me tell you, I didn't want to take any flowers from Draymond. Giannis's offensive package is, I go to the rim, get out the way, and then when you stand up to that, it's like, okay, so Dre, you were fabulous. I was there, front row. But what young Thompson did to the chef, I'm not saying he can do that ever again, but that was impressive on a Sunday afternoon.
No, big time. It was big time. 888-957-9570. I'm not doing this.
What do we got? You got
put him on.
Who is it? Priest.
Better.
I'm turning the mic off. Go ahead.
Who do we got?
We got someone who wants to agree with Guru.
Of course.
KO in Fremont.
And I don't know him. What's up, KO?
How you guys doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud
who are you?
I'm first time, long time.
Nah,
I don't believe it. I listen to you every day.
My man.
And
why
I'm
would you do
you,
that?
This was when the Warriors went 12-3, and then they had a 5-game losing streak, and you guys, Guru, had the optimism, and you were...
This
down
is incredible.
Playing him Steiny.
Goo.
And you guys ended up with a quick little bet.
No.
38 games.
Okay,
I remember.
Find it. Okay. Somebody go tell Nahegan that it happened.
See.
When they lost 5 in a row.
In fact, tell we have to do that.
You think I believe this guy?
Why would he? He has because a life.
Have you,
not
ever
on
been
my
on,
payroll.
Have you ever been on the internet? It's what people do. It's called trolling.
It was oddly specific.
Dude, it wasn't at the beginning,
but here's how I know he's lying.
It was after they had lost 5.
Here's how I know he's lying.
This is incredible.
Guru would never be optimistic after a 5-game losing streak.
No.
He would have quit on him.
It sounds just like
period.
It's on brand.
End of story. Let's go to John and Lake Merced.
Win for Goo, pay up, Stein.
That will not happen.
That's sad.
And you know what? Even if he gets the tape now, I'm going to deny it.
Wow.
What's up, John? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys. Guru, it's just every time, whether it's a win or a loss, you just go all in on whatever the outcome is, and it could be the Warriors winning or losing.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, you just said something about the Memphis being going downhill.
Yeah.
They lost one game to the Warriors. It took Steph to have 50, Draymond a triple-double, and Jimmy 7-11. Now, a 7-game series, that series can go 7 games, but you're all of a sudden counting Memphis and Denver out when they're still really good teams just off one game that they played.
Oh, no.
All right, thanks, guys.
Take your victory
now,
lap
I feel like
and hang
he,
up.
He had a Eastern twang, down the East Coast twang. I'm going to say this to that. No, it wasn't about the Warriors. Lost Memphis, they were balling and had a lead. My point is they fired their head coach, and I just believe – that's symbolic of something's not right in the most important category, off the floor, in the locker room. We watch Winning Time when we saw the great Pat Riley galvanize the Lakers. But, Steiny, and you're right, Memphis, along with Denver, can show that, hey, it's no biggie. Well, but I don't want them to go on runs because
right.
for the fraternity of coaching.
Oh, when did you turn into little Jeff Van Gundy? You feel sorry for coaches. Yeah, okay.
Coaches matter.
Not in Denver.
And Memphis.
Yeah, no, I just like
dude, the guy broke down when the bet was made. Now it wasn't before the last caller. It was after they had fell off a little bit, but I was believing. But hey, I'll get my own drink. You don't even got to worry about it.
No, I know you will. I know you will because that's par for the course. You get yourself drinks, no doubt about it.
Evan,
just explain to me this. I'm on record for saying Warriors can win 46 or 48 this year. Why would I have made a bet that they wouldn't win 48 when I said they have a chance to win 48?
Again.
Exactly.
No
answer.
It was when they kind of, they were losing.
No.
They were fighting.
I would never make a bet in the middle of the year.
Right. Well, it's towards the beginning.
No, I wouldn't. No.
We're minutes and hours and maybe a day away from getting audio. And when that thing comes out...
Well, first of all, if the boss is trying to pull it, he's not going to find it till midsummer.
At which point you will pay up.
I'll still deny it.
Wow.
I did not make a bet like that.
So people are crazy.
No, that's it.
It's the internet.
Over.
The people are calling.
It's over. Yep. That's it. The discussion's over. That's all what right. my wonderful daughter, Josie... Period. End of story.
I said what I said.
Wow, man. You're something else.
I said what I said. What are you going to do for the next 10 minutes?
Just talk about
I know what I wanted to play.
You've been denying this bet for the last hour.
I
want to
talk about the island. But go. Like, I'm fascinated like you are with your little crazy shows that you watch. But now we know why you like the Bush.
Hey, did you see this last night? And I'm sick and tired of it because now we've got two examples. You people... And I'm putting Shasky in there, too. It's just a bit, Shasky.
Why do you do that?
I'm worried about the Lakers. Why? Okay, they get every call.
Doncic, start, stop, shoot. Gonna score.
Well, he got the switch. He won it again. Hardenstein. Luka's thrown out of the game.
Oh, no.
Luka just got thrown out.
There you go. Second technical. Doncic is gone.
Luka is saying he was talking to a fan. And the official is saying he was talking to me. So that's his second technical. He's out of the game. Luka makes this shot, and I guess one of the fans in the first row, he was saying something. Luka said something back, and the official happened to be in that area.
Yeah.
That was Norm and I were watching it. That was a one-point game. It was a good game. And the Zebras had to make it about them and thought, so insecure, Luka's talking to me. Just, man.
That's, and, you know, I don't watch every Laker game. I watch a lot of them, but that's two in a row. They play the Warriors, and Curry goes to the line 14 times. LeBron can't get there as many times.
That was one night.
Gets 14 free throws against the Lakers, so... The refs showed no favoritism in that game. And then last night, they threw out the Lakers' best player for talking to a fan. So, miss me with the refs like the Lakers. That's all. Just say, Sine, you're right. Like, the refs don't favor the Lakers.
If you said,
just say that.
Who are the top five foul merchants in the league? Luka, LeBron. They get a Hollywood whistle even before Luka was here.
Right.
So... Whoever plays the Lakers in the first round.
They didn't get a Hollywood whistle when they played the Warriors.
That was one day.
Okay, yeah, exactly. It's the last game they played.
But now we're talking about a series.
Well, no, we're not. We're talking about one game, and then they throw Luka out.
And how many free throws did Curry get Sunday against Houston?
Well, that's because he was locked up.
Al Stein.
He should have gone to the line.
Saying it like that is proving your point.
You know what? And this is why, like, honestly, Goo, this is why I have the relationship with Steph that I do. Because he can't stand people who pander to him. He likes honesty. He likes when somebody says, you know what? I need somebody to remind me, sometimes I turn it over too much. He gets sick of people saying, well, it's not Curry's fault. It's not Curry's fault.
You are special, man.
Then that's why.
And I don't know if that's a good thing, but I'm here for you. I am not the internet.
That's right. Steph went for 50 after I gave him my signed jersey. Thank you. You're welcome, Dub Nation.
Watch the game again, then, Signy.
Call back. Where's she at?
Yeah, she'll get on.
She heard the bit.
Yeah, she won't be getting on anymore. All right, this is Steve Kerr, and we're getting back to Pajemski and his scoring on three levels.
It's changed everything, you know, just the last month or so, knocking down the threes, feeling so confident back there. But the way he can get to the rim, uses Euro step, the way he runs through the catch against closeouts and breaks the defense down and either scores or finds somebody else for an open shot. Brandon is generating a ton of offense for us.
All right.
Go ahead. Can I just respond to that? I don't think, forget pods for a moment, I don't think there's any bigger compliment then when a head coach says player A is generating a lot, that means you're not just a one-trick pony. Why are you laughing? What happened?
Well, I mean, there are other things comparable, like his defense is off the charts.
But you know what I mean. Come on, man. Get a kid some love. And you are, but damn. You ain't got to be spoiled milk on everything.
By the way, a text from the great Joe Spadoni.
Our guy.
I played water polo and golf in high school. Water polo is the most physically demanding team sport, treading water the whole time. And he says he also had a nice Speedo tan.
TMI, but
Come in tomorrow, and why don't you tell Joe Spadoni, who's played water polo, how hard or easy it is, because you've never played it.
It's not about that. I get that. But I would tell my guys, Spadoni, there's no NFL of water polo. There's not a league. There's not Monday night water polo.
Of course there is.
I get that. That's all?
Of course there is.
Okay, where, Stoney?
It's just like the ABL that Connie Hawkins played in. More pods from Kerr.
They do, yeah. He's definitely taken a leap the last month. And, you know, it's really coincided with Jimmy's arrival. The two of them have this great connection. Hmm. Brandon solidified his spot as a starter. You know, I've always felt when you can stack together a lot of high IQ players, the game becomes easier for everyone. And that's what I'm seeing right now between Jimmy, you know, BP, Draymond, Steph. It's really fun to watch them all click.
Well.
Wow. Yeah. I'll let you take that one.
Take what one?
The high IQ.
Yeah, I mean,
that's point goo.
How do you figure?
He said Pajemski's emergence has coincided with Jimmy Butler's arrival.
And he doesn't like it.
No, I'm saying it did.
Well, yes, Evan did.
I said that when Butler arrived, Butler's been the guy, and Pods is right there with him. See? Yeah. But leave it to Steve Kerr, vintage Steve Kerr, to give Pods the backhanded compliment of, he's taking the leap, but he ain't nothing without Jimmy. Like, why did he have to say that?
He didn't. You just put words in his mouth.
That's what I heard.
Former writer.
Back to Kuminga. You imbecile.
See, that's the, yeah.
Ah, boy. How much time we got here?
Dude, I've had a ball. Seriously. I don't know if you have.
It's been fine.
Well,
it's been fine.
Evan will let us know.
He's our arbiter. Oh, here you go. Here you go. I'll tell you what. Just to show you that I can take it, I can dish it out, but I can take it.
Not there for three. Final few seconds. Mike Conley, three-pointer. That'll do it. This one, the Bucks trail by 24, and the biggest comeback of the season, and the most dig deep moments of the year.
There you go.
I couldn't believe you guys wrote they had lost.
Who wrote they had lost?
On the Vine. I thought they were up 24. I go, they handle business. Because I was caught myself checking scoreboard watching, and then when I read the Vine about the Wolves, I'm like, oh, that means something bad happened, and I go check, and they just wet the bed.
Yeah.
That was straight out of the NCAA tournament.
Give us your little wolves howl when the moon goes down and it's 7:40. Give us that little thing when they win that you do about the Wolves. What happened last night in Milwaukee?
They lost. They'd won 7 in a row and they lost the game.
What sound do you think a buck makes?
Wolves kill bucks in real life, first of all.
Well, bucks aren't vicious.
No, they got those antlers.
Yeah, that's all.
Anyways, Evan, just finish
bucks
up.
Are more powerful animals than wolves. This is simple.
Okay.
Not a dire wolf, a regular wolf.
But yeah.
Wolves travel in packs and they dominate moose and elk and deer.
So they cheat.
They ain't cheating, ain't trying. And you're talking about lions, Steiny.
It's not,
cheetahs
it's
do
not
that.
They cheat. Saw, it's yeah. that, you know what? Wolves have a sense of teamwork that no other animal breed has. We gotta go.
If he has, he's laughing.
He's got nothing.
If there's something that the man has come up with.
Don't we play it for you? Right before we get out?
I got to do the legal.
Oh, so what success for the Warriors for you this season?
Get to 5. Okay. Get to 6.
Right. And that might be 52 wins. You're right, because this could be thick.
But it could also, I mean, things could break and they could, 47 might be able to get there. It depends on the year. There you go.
Stay tuned.
Oh, my God.
October 2nd.
He said 52. Didn't you hear him say 52? Let's play it again.
So what's success for the Warriors for you this season?
Get to 5. Get to 6.
Right. And that might be 52 wins. You're right, because this could be thick.
But it could also, I mean, things could break and they could, 47 might be able to get there. It depends on the, there it is.
No, 47.
Thank
you. I went as high as 52.
Thank you.
I don't think that's all.
Thank you.
I think there's more.
That's not the bet, though.
Yeah, the bet is 48 wins.
There was no bet. That's the point.
I think you're being
snickered. And I was right on the money. Fifth would be good.
There's more audio coming.
There's no more audio coming. We got to go. You said 52.
No, I said 52. As high as 52.
Yeah, well, how'd that come out?
Well, you said time for the legal.
Time. Hey, Nahegan. We'll talk after the show. Hey, it's a Warriors Wednesday. It's brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. That segment also brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.